It's Thursday, July 25, 2024.
It looks like it's going to be another monster of a fire year here in the Pacific Northwest.
Explosive wildfire season worsens in Canada and Western U.S. Earth just had its hottest 2 days ever recorded thanks to global warming.
Thanks, global warming.
Plus,
can you believe they put that thing in writing?
Republicans' Project 2025 would gut federal science agencies, the EPA, and force you to pay for your free weather reports.
Sounds great. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Now, if Kamala gets her way, you will no longer get to enjoy gas-powered vehicles or plastic straws. I don't know about you. I hate the paper straws. It'll ruin any drink.
Man, talk about grasping at straws. Good luck with that, Sean Hannity. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of tired of living through history when history means, hey, everyone on the planet has just lived through the hottest day ever recorded.
Yep. The European Union's Climate Service confirmed that Monday, July 22nd, 2024, was the hottest day ever recorded globally on planet Earth. And it broke the previous all-time high temperature record set just 1 day earlier as deadly heat waves continue to broil large swaths of the world. 2024 is now virtually certain to surpass 2023 as the hottest year on record, driven by humanity's burning of fossil fuels. Yet scientists warn this is likely the coolest summer of the rest of our lives.
Well, if we're going to start listening to scientists' warnings now.
They also point out that decisions that ordinary citizens and leaders make now about energy, transportation, food systems, and more will determine how much more warming humanity faces in coming decades. Across the North American West, the extreme heat has dried out forests, triggering a ferocious fire season.
Why didn't the scientists warn us about that?
They did.
Oh.
In Oregon, 31 large fires are active, 4 of them mega fires, after more than 2 months without any rain. Canada is grappling with hundreds of wildfires, including a major fire that has forced evacuations at popular Jasper National Park. Like last year's record shadow fire season, toxic wildfire smoke has spread, compromising air quality as far south as Denver and Chicago. In U.S. politics, by now you probably have heard about Project 2025.
No, what's that?
That is the sweeping far-right-wing game plan for Donald Trump, or the next Republican president, compiled by the Heritage Foundation and former Trump administration officials, that seeks to transform the federal government into a tool to establish right-wing authoritarian rule.
Emphasis on tool.
Focusing just on the environment, Project 2025 would sabotage science-based policies and jettison much of the federal government's climate science apparatus and the data used to adapt society and infrastructure to threats.
Sounds great.
Reversal of the Pentagon's planning around climate change, removal of all climate change targets in government services from how cities are zoned to efficiency and resilience standards for taxpayer-funded construction projects. Also, a massive paring back of the Environmental Protection Agency's powers, a rapid acceleration of drilling for natural gas and oil, a repeal of President Biden's landmark emissions and pollution standards. It would cut off subsidies and rebates for electric vehicles and clean energy projects. It would prioritize the cost of regulations to industry over the costs to public health. And it would stop Department of Energy research into renewable energy, battery storage, and other new technologies.
Who wouldn't want that?
Critically, Project 2025 also proposes breaking up NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is the parent agency for the National Weather Service.
So that we can charge everyone for their weather forecasts?
Yes. It describes NOAA as, quote, one of the main drivers of the climate change alarm industry, and claims U.S. climate research is, quote, harmful to future U.S. prosperity.
Man.
And it calls for a Republican administration to privatize and commercialize taxpayer taxpayer-funded weather data and forecasting now done by government agencies, which would force farmers, business, and the general public to pay for their free weather reports, including hurricane forecasts. It would replace career civil servants and scientists, opening the agency up to political meddling. Remember when Donald Trump used a Sharpie to incorrectly suggest Hurricane Dorian could impact Alabama? It'd be like that.
So we're going to get more of that.
Exactly. The changes called for in Project 2025 lay out the high stakes and stark choices facing voters in the 2024 election.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, grab your Sharpie and head to greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.